Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I hope you're ready for some degeneracy, because it's Grim Sentai Corner, and we're back with more discipline. Afternoon classes begin. I try to be interested and focus on what the teacher is saying, but the structure is much different than at my last school, and I can't keep up. I didn't think the class was going to be that difficult, but it was pretty demanding and tough for someone who doesn't like to study. The others in the class were extremely well focused. I'm going to get left behind. The afternoon classes end. Finally, my first day at school comes to an end. Oh, right. I still have my thing with Sudo. As the bell stops ringing, Miss Matsuno comes in, comes into the room for homeroom. Matsuno. Let's begin homeroom. As soon as the teacher leaves the room after homeroom, Otakawa comes over. Hey, are you going home right away? I have to pop in at my study group, so you can go ahead. What kind of study group? Bible study. What's that? I've never heard of a study group like that. Learning from the Bible is an important thing. You're welcome to come along if you want. No thanks, I'm not interested in religion. I don't want to waste my precious afternoons on a study group like that. Oh, don't be like that. You should just come by to check it out. Besides, it's not a religious thing. We're just using the Bible as reading material. Now this I actually believe in. There are a lot of things about life you can learn from the Bible. There are answers about right and wrong in the Bible, and it's a good text on life as well. If you're trying to recruit people, I think you should ask other people. I say to Otakawa, who's beginning to talk passionately about religion. I have no intention to be baptized, and if I was going to read, I'd rather read something else. And I'm being nice enough to invite you. Never mind, but if you change your mind, let me know. I think it would be a perfect club for you to join. What about me would be perfect for it? She makes it sound like I'm looking to be saved or something. Yeah, if I change my mind. I say to Otakawa to appease her, but I don't think I will change my mind. Sudo comes over while Otakawa and I are talking. You're already friends with Otakawa. You don't strike me as someone who would move so fast. What are you saying? We live in the same dorm. Oh, I see. That's right. You're one of the dorm group. Lucky you. You can steal as many panties as you want. Why does he have to go there? Otakawa looks at Sudo as though she's looking at something filthy. We should get going. It's the perfect time. Sure. Hey, where are you taking him? Nowhere. It's none of your business. You're a girl. It's none of your damn business. You're a girl. Hey, Hayami-kun, nothing good will come from hanging out with him. It seems that Otakawa doesn't like Sudo. He doesn't seem like the type to get along with Otakawa anyway. I'm just gonna show him around campus since he just got here. I won't do anything bad. Come on, let's go. So where are you taking me? You'll see. I'm pretty sure you're gonna like it. Come on, let's go. Sudo grabs my sleeve and pulls strongly. Okay, you don't need to pull. Hey, what? Hey, are you sure about this? I look around suspiciously and ask Sudo. Don't worry, it's not a problem. Sudo turns his back on me and totally ignores me as he gets ready. Sudo had brought me to a back corner of the campus. No one would choose to come here, there's no one around. That suited Sudo perfectly, because on the other side of the wall in front of us was the girls' changing room. Whoop, 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 whoop. There was one small window in the wall. There was one pane of polished glass and a thick curtain behind it. It looked like he wouldn't be able to see in, but according to Sudo, he had snuck in when no one was there and jimmied the lock. And that's how he's watched the girls change almost to the point of boredom, and even has pictures as souvenirs. Well, damn. Sudo, that's a crime. It really is. And all you young guys. Well, I got all these nudes from the girls in the train. You know that CP, right? They're under 18. And you can actually be charged for having them, even if you're under 18. Look it up. You'll be like, oh shit, yeah, it's true. I TFM, and I was telling this one guy, better delete them. Better delete them. But, it's the wallpaper of my phone, you fucking idiot. You better delete that. You'll seem suspicious if you look too scared. If you do it with confidence, it'll be fine. Said Sudo in a small voice as I was looking around to make sure no one was looking. I think that's a problem in itself. Sudo puts his hand on the window and slowly pulls it with great force. Click. Just as he said, the lock on the window turned and released. Sudo stopped at about 15 centimeters and gently pulled the curtain away and looked in. From the crack of the open window, I could hear the voices of the girls as they changed. There were girls definitely changing on the other side of that window. Wow, that's great. This is fantastic. The camera. The camera. Sudo had his face pushed against the window and is enjoying the sights he is seeing. He hurriedly pulls the camera out of his back and sticks it in the crack and looks through the viewer. You're a lucky guy. It's almost too good to show you. The tennis club has the hottest girls. Wow, what tits. They're so big, it's unreal. Good lord, sir. Sudo is excitedly taking pictures while he's talking. The sound of the shutter going off can't be heard over the noise in the room. The girls' tennis club doesn't wear bloomers. They're all in their panties. I'm gonna get some good pictures today. This academy is a paradise. Peeping Tom paradise. Sudo, you're the lowest kind of human being. Oh no, I used up all of my film. I'm gonna change out the film, so let's switch places. Don't be shy, look to your heart's content. Hey, if you want, I can print the pictures I took today. I'll show them to you tomorrow, and if they're ones you like, you can write your name on the back of them. I'll give them to you for cheap. You're gonna charge me? Hurry up and look, or they'll be done changing. Urged on by Sudo, I moved towards the window. If I look, I'm just as guilty as Sudo. But during Sudo's live broadcast, I became interested and want to watch. Maybe if it's just a little bit. I bring my face closer to the opening in the window, peel the curtain back, and look in. That underwear is pretty cute. Oh, here we go. There's the girls, you naughty fuckers. Isn't it? It's for the matches. So you're gonna wear them today and have a match with your guy? You're so crass. That's nothing. Look at mine. What the? It's just a string. The ultimate weapon. Wow, how can you wear those and not have your hair stick out? I shaved it all off. You're serious, so you're gonna go for it? I should get at least 4 returns. You're so grown up. Are you planning on going out there like that? Of course. The sight before me is even better than I could have imagined. Because they're all girls, they are so uninhibited and open. Right before my eyes, close enough to touch, there are girls changing. The intensity has my brain pumping out neurotransmitters, causing a reaction in my crotch. I can't believe Pseudo has been feasting on this experience. What I am seeing almost makes me forget about the horrible experiences I had today. I am glad I decided to go to school here. I think as I enjoy the view. Tap, tap, tap. Someone taps me on the back and I return from my mental wanderings. Tap, tap, tap. Okay, okay, we'll change places. I'm sure Pseudo is trying to get me to change places with him. He's seen enough of this. He could let me enjoy it for a little while longer. Tap, tap, tap. Okay, we'll switch. I say and I turn around. I'm shocked to see the person standing in front of me. Uh-oh! Did you enjoy watching the female tennis club change? Absolutely, I give it a 9 out of fucking 10. Wonderful, wonderful, absolutely. The girls were in their absolute best. What great bodies. That's that hard work that you got, you know, you put so much hard work into tennis. You know, and it's a really good exercise. It's what keeps your bodies looking so strong and youthful, and it's just a great thing. Pseudo! I called Pseudo to rescue me in a strained voice. A girl in a tennis outfit is standing in front of me, staring at me. Why is this girl standing behind me and not Pseudo? My confused head begins to spin, searching for an answer. She looks down at my crotch. She sees what's going on, and her eyes narrow, and she smiles. I see you enjoyed yourself. Absolutely! Might even do this again tomorrow! Shit, I'm in a total corner. This makes it seem as though I was getting hard watching the girls in the changing room. Well, that is exactly what was going on. Shit, I have to be calm. I have to play it off somehow or I'm in trouble. Word gets out that I was peeping on my first day here. My future would be very dark. I am insecure enough with all the day's incidents. I will be toast if this gets out. I should never have accepted Pseudo's invitation. That's right, Pseudo. If I say that he forced me to do it, maybe I won't be in such trouble. We're not getting anywhere just standing here. Well, it's gonna be hard for me to move with this hard dick. Wonder if you could do something about that. Why don't you come with me? She tries to grab my hand. Sure, I'll come with you, alright. Wait, I was brought here. I feel bad for Pseudo, but I have to blame it on him to defend my honor. And where is this person who brought you here? Pseudo, where are you? I look around for Pseudo. He was here a moment ago, but now he's nowhere in sight. Where is he? What a bastard. He brought me here and abandoned me. He left without saying a word. Where is his conscience? Damn him, he used me as bait. Come on, let's go. Wait, I'll go get Pseudo. I desperately try to resist, but she wasn't having it. I can't free my arm away from her grip. You don't know when to give up. Just accept it and come willingly. Drag, drag, drag. Please let me go. It's all his fault. She dragged me along with incredible force. My desperate yet ineffective screams echoed through the back lot of the school. Now you're gonna pay for seeing us naked. And you can see the art's a little better than Bible Black. He got much better, you know. Of course, the Starless art's amazing, but yeah, this is good stuff. She drags me into the changing room that I had been peeking into until just a moment ago, and I'm surrounded by girls with smiles on their faces. I feel like I'm about to be lynched, but I have no choice but to wait and see what was going to happen. Why? Why is this happening to me? This could be the worst day of my life. I'm Kumi Yamanaka, the president of the Girls Tennis Club. What's your name? I see. You don't want to say. That's fine. We'll call our teacher and find out who you are. I'm sure you'll be punished accordingly, she says meanly. That would not be good if the faculty find out I'll be suspended or expelled. That can't happen on my very first day. My first name is Takuro Hayami. Hayami-kun, what year and what class? Year 3, Class A. I don't know of anyone like you in Class A. Does anyone know him? Yamanaka asks the other, but no one recognizes him. That's understandable. You wouldn't be lying, would you? I swear, it's true. I heard they got a new transfer student today. Maybe it's him. So? Instead of answering, I nod reluctantly. I see, you got nerve, Hayami-kun. Still new and already peeping. Already peeping? I said I was brought here and forced to look. It's a fact that you were peeping with your crotch all swollen. Man, they really make a point of that. But that... Besides, I don't see anyone else but you. Please believe me, I'm the victim here. That's quite an excuse. We don't care about the one who got away. Besides, it's your fault for getting caught. We are holding you fully responsible. The others nod in agreement. This is nonsense. Why do I have to be held responsible for Sudo too? He has no conscience. This is my first offense. This isn't fair. Let's see. How should we punish you? Please, I'll never do it again, so let me go. I don't believe you. That's what they all say, and keep peeping. People like you have to be shown firsthand. You think you can peek on young girls changing and get away with it? What are you gonna do, violence? It's not fair to lynch me. I don't want to hear it from you. Besides, violence isn't our style. We're gonna punish you in a more effective way. What's that? Sexual humiliation is the most effective for guys, especially a freak that's supposed to be pervert because she said hentai. Like you. What? Girls, take him over to the bench and tie him down. Yamanaka gives the signal, and the girls swoop down on me. Wait a second. I can explain. No one listens to me. They grab me and drag me over to the bench. I fight with all my might, but with that many girls, my struggle is useless. I am tied to the bench, lying face up. My hands and feet are strapped down. There's no way I can get loose. This sounds very reminiscent of the Bible Black soundtrack. I have no choice but to shut up and let whatever happens happen. Let me go. This is going too far. What are you talking about? We're just getting started. They're serious. They have a suspicious and fiery sparkle in their eyes. Someone help me. They're gonna kill me. I scream for help. He's loud. Maya, Akane, shut him up. Akane, following Yamanaka's orders, comes over to me. I'll feed you my panties, Akane says, and without a hint of embarrassment, took off her panties in front of me. They're still warm, she says as she brings the white panties closer to me. Stop it! Why panties? My protests fall on deaf ears. The crumbled up panties get shoved into my mouth. Shove them in there good so he can't spit them out. Haha, do my panties taste good? Why would your dirty panties taste good? You're mean. I try to spit out what's in my mouth, but the panties have spread out in my mouth and I can't spit them out. He's quieted down. Let's start then. Can I go first? I like weakling guys like this. You have strange tastes. Do what you want. Lucky me. What is about to happen to me? Sexual humiliation. This is all wrong. Lucky you, Hayami-kun. She's gonna show you a good time. Akane, take this guy's pants off for him. Akane takes my belt off and seems to enjoy taking my pants off. Let's get these offy-waffy. She tries to pull my pants off in one motion. My hard penis flies out. My thing is totally exposed. I'm embarrassed at how hard it is. Even my ears turn bright red. None of my excuses will be justified now. All preparations have been made. This is nice and easy, Hayami-kun. For someone who's sorry, your thing is awfully hard. How embarrassing. Are you getting a little excited because we're all looking at you? Or is it a lie that you're sorry? Enough chitter-chatter. I want it inside me now. That's right. Show him a good time then. Okay. Well, yeah, she said that in English. As if on cue, the girl named Maya strips down to her underwear while humming. She climbs on top of me and pulls her panties to the side, exposing her crotch. That is a good CG. His hands are a lot better. You notice that the hands are a lot better now? I really like that boob hanging out, though. It's really good. There's a little nipple right there if you catch it. 2002. Of course, I love this smirk here. Now, both of them. Look how the light shines on the breast. It's really... I love the... Just the reflection of the light. Just... Amazing work, man. Maya, he just got bigger looking at your thing. He, are you getting excited looking at my, you know what? You don't have to be embarrassed. I'm gonna put your thing in here now. You should be grateful. She looks at me with an intense look and slowly moves her crotch towards my penis. I don't understand this turn of events. My head is already spinning with shame and excitement. I know it's pointless, but I try to scream and resist. I'm still a virgin. It's too cruel that this be my first experience. Here goes. My penis disappears into her crotch. As she puts more of her weight on me, my penis pushes the flesh aside and goes further into her. As my penis enters fully into her, her wet insides swallow my thing. Swallow. Well, kinda. I cannot believe the sensation. I'm inside of her! My penis feels like it's on fire, enveloped by her warmth. The sensation is so intense, if I don't concentrate, I will come in a second. Ooh, her arms look a little funny in this scene. Got her tongue stuck out a little bit, but her arms, I don't know. It just looks kind of weird to me. Oh, it's inside. Do you like how I feel? It feels so good. A couple of strokes and I'm gonna come. As it is, my lower body was in an excited state from the peeping. I can tell, even if you don't say anything, your thing is touching inside of me. Let me enjoy myself. After all, I did let you come in. Grind, grind, grind. She starts to slowly move her hips on top of me. Her vagina squeezes my thing. Every time she slides it in and out, the incredible sensation mounts. The sensation is so much more intense than what Miyagishi did to me this morning. Despite having let all that out, my penis is about ready to explode. I try as hard as I can to endure it, but I am moaning and panting. Until just yesterday, I had never been exposed to this sort of thing. The stimulation is too much. Seeing me in this state, she smiles and continues to torment me mercilessly. Are all the girls in the school like this? It's been so long since I've had sex, so I can really feel it. She continues to move her hips on top of me. Her full breasts are swaying in the movements of her hips. Ah, your thing is so hot and hard. Move your hips and enjoy it more. She is completely uninhibited and is having a good time moving her hips around. If I follow her rhythm, I will come in no time. I feel like if I lose my concentration for even a second, I will come. It's starting to feel real good. Look at how wet it is where we're in contact. I can see a white fluid gooping all over my body where we're joined. I can see even more fluid oozing out every time she slides me in and out of her. Squish, squish. The sound of fluids coming out of us is louder than the sound of the bench creaking. The sound echoes through the small changing room, and the others watch us with great interest. Listen to that, it sounds like animals screwing. Hayami looks like he's about to come. Yeah, well, I can't stop now. Squish, grind. Not only does she stop, not stop, her hips speed up. Her self-centered, one-sided sex was even more sensually torturous for me. Who's the man here? I'm getting seriously close. I'm seriously about to come. I desperately try to keep from coming. If I fail, I flail? Yeah! I fail to communicate to her that I'm at my limit. I flail to communicate. It's like, yeah, that's a completely different situation. Good, move around more. She doesn't seem to care one bit, moves her hips even more rigorously to gain more pleasure. I think he's gonna come. What should we do? He has no self-control. Hayami-kun, there's no need for you to enjoy this. This is your punishment. You're not meant to enjoy it. Akane. Tie the base of his penis so he can't come. Tie it really hard. Maya won't be happy if he comes. Akane takes a hair tie out of her pocket and ties my penis with it. You can't come yet. You gotta hold it in real good or we all won't get our turn. Ah, I'm about to come, Maya says and moves her hips even faster and to indulge in her last moments of pleasure. Grind, grind, squish, grind. I'm coming, with her screams, her body arches back, she climaxes. And at the same time, her entire vagina begins to squeeze my thing really hard. I was already at my limit, but I'm forced to hold it in. The intense sensation caused my lower body to go rigid. My body shakes and my hips jut forward in an attempt to release my build of cum up and my buildup of cum inside of her. Shake, jerk, shudder. Even if I wanted to come explosively, and even if the intensity is there, there's no ejaculation. Maybe it's because the base of my penis is tied so tight, but I can't get a single drop out no matter how hard I try. This is just making me even hornier as proof my penis is getting harder. You can real deal fuck yourself up with that. I actually read some stuff on that. That's how you can go infertile. Seriously, look that up. You can get infertility for that shit. Did you come? But you can't let it out because the cum has nowhere to go. It's making your willy twitch. Akane sees me suffering and smirks. This is truly torture for a guy. Phew, that felt pretty good. Squeeze. Maya is basking in the glow of satisfaction. She slowly pulls my penis out of her vagina. Wow, Hayami-kun's thing is covered in Maya's juices. I look and my still-hard penis is covered in her juices and the fluids that seep out of me. Yeah, and I do get pretty wet. Maya smiles bitterly and climbs off me. Look, it's not getting soft because he can't let it out. It's my turn next. Oh, look at her shoes. I like those shoes. She's got some weird little stockings too, or whatever these are, yeah. I desperately try to resist as this girl named Akane happily climbs on top of me. I don't want to believe it, but they are all going to take turns with me? Are they all going to take turns with me? If this goes on with no breaks and no release, I'll seriously lose my mind. You're mean. What's so bad about doing it with me? I have big breasts, and my thing is much prettier than Maya's. How rude. Say you have more experience. Akane is disappointed in my reaction. She takes off her bra that's hiding her breasts and shows me her erect nipples. Your tits are too big for your face. That's mean. I'm self-conscious about them. They're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. Hayami-kun, what do you think? They might be a bit droopy, but they're cute, right? I don't give a damn about that. I try to scream to get them to untie my penis, but they don't care one bit about my bleeding. I'm pretty confident. I haven't used it much, so even Hayami-kun's will fill me up. Akane shows me her goods with pride. Her panties are already in my mouth, so they aren't covering her up. So the hair is thin and pretty, isn't it? She's right, her young crotch has very little hair on it, and is light pink. For people who like that, it must be irresistible. Hayami-kun, now you're gonna violently push your hard penis into me. Does that excite you? Violently? I'm the one who's being treated violently. I'm gonna put it in. She slowly lowers herself onto my penis. It's so wet, this will go in easily. Squish. Just as she said, the second the head of my penis entered into her vagina, my penis slid into her small hole. Instantly, an incredible electric sensation shot through my penis. Squish. It is so much more intense than I imagined, and I almost pass out from it. My legs shake, and an intense sensation spreads through my entire body, but of course I cannot come. The last girl was amazing, but just being inside of her is mind-blowing. If I wasn't tied up, just having my tip in her would make me come. But because I cannot come, I will have to experience these waves of sensation over and over until I can come. Feels good, doesn't it? No one who gets inside me lasts more than 3 minutes. She's right, any guy would come immediately like this. She's only the second person I've been with. This intensity is too much. And I still haven't been allowed to come. I'm gonna lose my mind. I will give you even more pleasure, Agane says and begins to move her slender hips slowly. Squish, squish. I moan in agony from the sensation that is verging on pain. Please stop. If you move like that, I'll come. No, I can't actually come, so I need you to stop even more. If they keep torturing me like this, I would seriously die. Squish, grind. Tickles, I can feel your tip poking at my belly. She has no idea the pain I'm in and is enjoying herself grinding away on me. Me, on the other hand, I'm clamping down on her panties in my mouth and I'm doing my best to endure this sex torture. I'm starting to slip from consciousness due to this sensation. I'm forced to endure this sensation that is so intense I may pass out if I don't concentrate. You're so cute, you look so intense. Does it feel that good to be inside of me? I will make you feel even better, it's a bonus. She says and suddenly begins to move her hips at incredible speeds. Grind, squish, grind, squish. Every time my thing gets roughly pushed up inside her, a white cloudy fluid comes flying out of us. So it feels good, doesn't it? My thing moves in and out of her tight vagina. The large quantities of fluid act as a lubricant. My swollen penis slides in and out of her little pussy. I'm about to reach my boiling point from the intensity that I'm experiencing for the first time. I was already beyond my limit. Go ahead and come, even though you can't let it out. Then I'll make you come. Yeah! She engages her muscles and squeezes my thing with incredible force. Twitch, twitch, twitch! I'm about to pass out, my lower body convulsing and exhausted. But of course I can't come, I can't ever release, my body keeps looking for more sensation, this causes my penis to twitch. My thing which is stuffed inside of her vagina has come over and over but doesn't go limp. The blood and sperm that are dammed up in there are making it rock hard. In contrast to the excitement in my groin, my head is completely numb. I feel like a year's worth of brain cells have been killed in this one day. Do you think it's okay? He doesn't look so good. His eyes are rolling back in his head and the veins on his thing are dangerously engorged. We have to let up a bit or he won't be of any use to us. We'll loosen it a little. I was hoping to do it again, so I don't want you crapping out yet. She puts her hand on my thing to loosen the hairband that is tied around me. Squeak, squeak. The second the band is loosened, the semen that had been dammed up inside of my penis explodes in Akane's vagina. What? Squirt, squirt, squirt. Wait a second. Oh no, are you coming inside of me? Because I had held it so long, the intensity and sensation of my release was shocking. I could clearly feel the thick semen passing through my urethra. Maya quickly tries to tie it up again, but now that it's started, the flow won't stop. Whoosh, squirt, squirt. Shit, I think I loosened it too much. This sucks, I can't believe you came inside of me. Gloop, squirt. How long are you gonna keep letting it out? In an attempt to stop my release, she brings her open hand down on my cheek hard. Slap. You pig, stop your filthy fluid at once. Slap. My brain is already numb. The stimulation of her slapping me starts me ejaculating all over again. It doesn't stop at all. It makes me come again and again inside of her. Squirt. Whoosh. What the? There's more coming out. Hayami-kun, are you a masochist or a sadist? Hayami-kun, are you trying to impregnate Akane?
you guys.
What is he thinking? Letting so much out inside, or like guys can really control it? In my hazy state, I shake my head to deny the accusation. I'm not letting this much out by choice. Of course, it's unreasonable for them to expect me not to release after what they've done. Akane, why don't you pull it out? He's gonna keep coming. Yeah, it's all full inside. How much are you gonna let out? Pop. Akane looks annoyed and pulls my penis out forcefully. My penis flies out and is twitching, covered in white fluid. Squirt, squirt, squirt. I'm still ejaculating. A thick semen flies out of my penis and covers her body. Splat, splat. White stuff comes spurting out and lands on her noisily. The thick turbid fluid covers Akane's naked body. She glares at me and watches it land on her. What are you doing? This is disgusting. Slap. Squirt, squirt. As Akane slaps me, the last of my semen sprays out of me. My body continues to shake with the satisfaction and sensation of the release. Finally, I was able to release what I was forced to hold in and began to calm down. This is the worst. It even landed on my face. Gloop, clop. And as if to follow suit, the cum that I had just noisily released starts to gush out of her vagina in great quantities. Yuck, look how much there is. I thought it would be okay, so I didn't use a condom. Gloop, glop, gloop. The thick, cloudy fluid keeps flowing down her thighs. It's a shocking amount because they made me hold it in so long. That's an embarrassing amount you release, Hayami-kun. Do you masturbate every day? Look, even after letting all that out, he's still hard. It's true, even after releasing that much, I'm still hard. Perfect. Akane, tie it real tight so he can't come. Roger. Okay, Hayami-kun. I'm not going easy on you this time. Akane ties my penis as hard as she can. Squeeze. The base of my penis is tied up again. I pass out from the pain. Do they expect to do more? Okay, there's no way he can come now. Hey, can I have my panties back now? Akane takes her panties out of my mouth. Gloop. Blech. Look at these, I can't wear them anymore. It's my turn then. Prepare yourself, Hayami-kun. I can't. Please let me rest. I beg her now that I can finally speak, but of course they have no intentions of letting me. Akane climbs off of me. Yamanaka takes off her clothes and climbs on top of me, switching places. I gasp at the sight of her perfect body. What are you gonna do about this? My panties have been ruined by your saliva. Those are my favorites. What should I do? Put them back in his mouth? I think it's okay. Hayami-kun looks like he's getting tired. Unless you want to taste my panties too. I shake my head as hard as I can. Then I'll spare you. It's unusual for you to let someone inside you. I thought it would be good to have sex with someone like him for a change? What? Why? What a lucky guy you are that you get to do it with the president. Under normal circumstances, I may be ecstatic, but under these conditions, I'm not too happy. I'm just a tool to satisfy their desires. What if I am traumatized by this as my first experience? Okay, Hayami-kun, shall we start the show? She says and thrusts her hips at me. Gulp. There before me are her shamelessly high-cut white panties barely covering her vagina. You're not sorry at all, are you? I'll let you repent inside of me. She sees my state of arousal and undoes the string of her panties. From behind the cloth, a beautiful pale pink vagina shows itself.
Oh.
So it's... So it's beautiful, isn't it? Only a handful of guys have ever been in there. At her age, a handful is a lot. But I keep my mouth shut for fear what she would do with me if I talk back. Man, these hoes these days... They got dudes like these hentai chicks. That's crazy, right? But as she said, that perfectly closed vagina is just as beautiful as Akane's. The thought of being in there... What? Is Akane's. Period. The thought of being in there gets me so excited I almost come. But I'm not allowed to come now. It wouldn't be off base to say this was torture. Here goes. She guides my penis to the opening and pushes it in with experienced movements. Okay, look at that. Slurp. My penis, already covered in sticky fluid, slides into her. As I penetrate deep inside of her, the pleasure of the heat and the tightness makes the pain of being tied up disappear. It feels so good, it's like her entire vagina is squeezing my penis. It feels so good, I can't believe it. So do you like it inside of me? Stop daydreaming, answer my question. It feels good. I'm overpowered by the sensation and no longer have the strength to fight back. I answer her honestly. That's a bottle. You're finally behaving yourself. As a thank you, I will make it even better. She says and smiles as she squeezes my penis with incredible force. Not yet. I'll let you come later. She begins to move her hips in an exquisite way and pumps my penis with her vagina. Squeeze, pump, grind. Wait, time out. If you do that... Ah! I can't believe a girl my age can move her hips like this. She is cleverly torturing me. Don't be shy. I'm not giving it my all, you know. Grind. Squish. Your thing, I like it. If you want, you can be our club manager. Of course, you'll be ours exclusively. No, thank you. I endure the sensations and squeeze my voice out to decline. Under those conditions, I wouldn't last long. That's too bad. In that case, I'm not holding back. Grind, grind. Please slow down. I'm about to lose my mind. That's okay. Lose your mind. How's this? She says and squeezes my shaft with her vagina. I'm gonna break. If I move like this, you're gonna come right away. Squish, grind. Wow. Go ahead. Come. Grind, grind. I'm going to come. If you do that, I'll come. Go ahead, let it out if you can. I'm coming. It's going to come out. Twitch, twitch. Even though I knew it's impossible, I raised my hips and worked my way towards orgasm. An incredible sensation runs through my body, but I cannot experience a release. I feel the cum building up in me, but it's like it's being dammed up and not a drop can come out. What's wrong? Nothing's coming out. Please let me release. I know it's futile, but I beg her in a pitiful voice. See me like that, she smiles. You want to let it out that badly? I nod my head. Then beg and I'll think about it. Please, please. Please let me release. Yamanaka smiles satisfactorily and looks down at me. Oh, I guess I'll let you let it out then. So you want to come inside or outside? Oh shit. Well? I think this is where we're gonna go ahead and end it, because of course I'm being offered another choice. And we're a little bit over, because I only want to do these like for 30 minutes or so. But yeah, we'll be back next time with more discipline. So just stay tuned for more of that on Grim Sentai Corner.